Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Alexandra.
Thank you for taking time for the interview.
You're very much welcome.
You took over the management of Mama Chen Children Care Center 3 years ago. Could you please describe us what your tasks are?
Yeah, thank you so much. My tasks at Mama Chen are several. Just to mention a few, I'm actually in charge of a day-to-day running of an organization. I plan for organization, I plan all the activities together with my other staff, the junior staff, but I'm actually at the forefront of planning and supervising all these activities. I also supervise the junior staff according to the tasks that I've arranged over the day and also for a month and a week, and I ensure that all activities are done and done smoothly. I also coordinate activities with the sponsors, with the friends of organization, to ensure there is smooth communication between the organization and also the sponsors and the friends of organization. Short to say, I'm actually the face of organization, because whatever goes wrong still comes back to me. So I have to ensure that the face of organization is clean and also very good to the outside world. Thank you.
Thank you. So what challenges do you face in your work?
We face a number of challenges. The first very one, we have limited cooperation with the foster families and also with the families in the family support. We usually have activities that are jointly done, the organization and also the foster family, so we expect maximum cooperation. That is to do with supervising the children well in the communities. At times, the foster families don't really want to cooperate and they never supervise the children. So we end up having to do almost double work, supervising the children organization and also in the communities, which is also time tasking. We have another challenge of dependency syndrome. We've had a number of children that come up and go through Mama Chen, and they still look at Mama Chen as their permanent place. So whatever challenges they face, they still look up to Mama Chen for support, for backup and the rest. And yet at times the budget that we have is not really enough to cater for both the activities at the organization and also the children outside. So at times us being unable to provide support becomes really a good challenge to us. We have another challenge is of unfair policies that really come up just as we realize Jinja is now a city. A number of new taxes, a number of new policies were introduced, and you know, Mama Chen is not exceptional. We taken up just like the other normal citizens in the district. When it comes to taxes, we usually get those unfair taxes. So what we have to do is at times we scale down on the number of activities we have to do for the children, so we can also look at the taxes. Because if us not paying the taxes will mean like being restrained from doing a number of other things. So it becomes a great challenge. Another challenge is with the finance. Realize with the onset of COVID and a number of other unfair events that happened, some sponsors died off, some actually lost jobs, some lost track. So we no longer get that enough finance to cater for all the activities.
From Europe?
Yeah, from Europe. And even for those sponsors or the friends of organizations, just like here, are faced with a number of other challenges. We have the Indian community. It is not also forgiven when it comes to taxes. They usually get very high taxes and they're not able to like get off some money to make the donations to the organization. We also have another challenge also, another challenge of continual child abandonment. Despite the fact that we are agitating for families, more and more children are abandoned and we have no option but to at times bring them on for those that we think are really very unfortunate. And for those that are lucky enough that we can trace for a next of kin, we usually go ahead and do that. But still it gets back to Mama Chen because we have to supervise those families while they are with their families.
So can you tell us how many children are cared for in the foster families actually, and how many do live in Mama Chen?
At the moment we have 25 children that are institutional.
Mm.
Institutional to mean that they stay permanent at Mama Jane. We have a total number of 45 children that are on family support. Those are the ones that are getting support from Mama Jane, different kind of support,
mm.
but staying in the community.
Okay.
We also have two children that are under supported independent living. Why two is they've come of age, they are above 18,
mm.
but they've not actually started life on their own, so they are under a shelter at Pumude, and they are being supervised by someone.
And how many are they?
Two.
Two, okay. Mm. It would be interesting if you could describe us how an example of how the admission and support of a child works.
When a child is brought into Mama Jane, we don't just admit. We have a team that works with the probation and welfare officer. We have the social worker, we have the administrator. It's basically a child-focused committee that interviews the child. First, we have to get to know the core information about a child, the names of a child, where the child is coming from, the child background, that is if the child can talk for himself. In situations that the child is young enough and they cannot communicate, we usually work with the social worker
mm.
and also the administrator. We take pictures, we also do make adverts for a missing child, that is in case the child is missing.
Adverts in the newspaper or in radio? Or?
We usually do in radio.
Mm.
We also go to police.
Mm.
We go to the nearby villages, we make posters of a child.
And did you ever succeed?
Yeah, certain times.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So when that we make those posters, we give in a period of a week. We usually put our ears on the ground to see if there's any information coming in about a child. And in situations that we've not gotten any information regarding a child that was missing somewhere, we go ahead and make an application for an interim care order.
Mm.
What we call a short-term care order,
mm-hmm.
that usually lasts for about a week to 3 months.
Ah,
okay. So it depends on case by case, but what we do is we ensure that we try as much as possible,
mm-hmm.
that within the 3 months,
mm-hmm.
we either look for foster family, adoptive family, or anyone of sound mind that can provide alternative kind of care.
Mm-hmm.
And in situations that we don't get anyone, that is when we look at the last resort, which is institutional care.
Mm-hmm.
So for institutional care, the child has to get a care order, a permanent one that is from 3 months to 3 years, from the child and family court. That is done by the community and probation welfare officer. When that care order is given, we go ahead and make a placement for a child in an organization. That child is placed in an organization, just like in a family. We engage him in a number of activities. The children that don't just sleep.
Mm.
They go to school,
mm-hmm.
they get medical care, and every kind of support in a family that a child can get.
So you don't have to renew the care order yearly?
No, we don't renew them yearly. We renew them after 3 years.
Ah, okay.
But given chance that you can find a family for a child, you work with the probation so that the child exits
mm.
the organization into a family setting.
So you are doing a great work here.
Thank you.
What did you study and why did you choose this profession?
Yeah, actually at school, I had two options. My first option was law, and the second one, social science. And I almost was given law. But then I ended up doing social science on the advice of my mother.
Can you say something about your mother?
Yeah, she was a very passionate woman, very loving. She had that dedication for children, mm, that is all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
She gave up all her life to ensure that the vulnerable children could get a living. And no wonder her name and the legacy is all about children. The moment they talk about Agnes, in Kenya and everywhere, what comes up is shared love for the vulnerable children.
Mm.
Actually, very few people knew that Agnes even had her own biological children. Because all of us were taken as children, whether you belong to organization or our own family. She didn't have time to separate either the vulnerable children and her own children. All of us were brought up just like her normal children. So I believe she was a very great person, a very loving person, and passionate.
Yes, she was. Mm. Thank you. Now, I just wanted to know, what do you like most about your job?
Yeah. What I like most about my job is I get chance to work with children, learn them, understand them, and also love them. Because you cannot really help children work with children unless if you don't love them. So you first have to love them and also appreciate who they are. We have children that are different. We have children that are stubborn. We have those that are not patient. So what we usually do is we have to understand them and also try to like be within them so you can really help them. So I like most, what I like most is about them being near me. I like socializing with them and also doing best to see that their life can get better.
Yes, and I also realized that they love you. They call you Father Seth.
They actually called me Uncle.
Ah, okay.
And you know, when I'm passing through the streets, or even in the market, you have about 20 people screaming your name. And when you look back, they are either parents of the children here or even the young ones.
Nice. But maybe there's something you don't like about your work. You could also tell us.
Yeah, what I don't like much about my work is I have limited time for my family. I actually spend the biggest part of the day here. And at times, I'm really burnt out because there's a lot of stress coming up with children. When the children have stress, I definitely get the stress too. Because I really want to see them better. I really want to see them doing so well. If you're not doing so well, just a case point, if a child is sick, even if I'm home, I still have to communicate back to say that the child is doing better, how is the child faring and everything. So that balance between home and work is a bit of a challenge for me.
So maybe there's something you would like to tell us? Anything else about something? Or
about my work or about the organization?
Just something you would like to tell us before we stop the interview.
So my work at Mama Jane is really challenging. It is also breathtaking. It is encouraging. Every day I get to learn something new. And you know, you never appreciate what you do until you're there. Because at least at every given opportunity there's something to learn. You get to learn how children like behave, how they react towards certain things. So it's really enthusing that whenever a situation is happening, you keep your eyes open and you get to know, now this has happened to a child, how they reacted. Then you get to know that in case this is happening, it's really not good for the children, or it's really good for the children.
So we are grateful for the great work you and your staff members are doing here, and I want to thank you for the interview.
You're welcome.